You are listening to Real World News.
Garifuna people at the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to denounce violation of basic rights. On May the 20th, leader of the Garifuna community of Triunfo de la Cruz, Department of Atlanta, Honduras, together with members of the Organización Fraternal Negra Hondureña, OFRANE, attended a hearing at the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, where they denounced violations of their human and territorial rights. The Garifunas denounced the looting of their lands, death threats, arbitrary arrests and imprisonments, and murders, among other things. Ángel Castro, one of the leaders of Triunfo de la Cruz, present in San José, Costa Rica, at the headquarters of the commission, talked to Real World Radio after the hearing. According to Castro, who along with his family has been a victim of death threats, the conflict started when the Tela municipality illegally sold land inhabited by his community. The territory is managed by a board made up and elected by community members. But the municipality created a parallel board, after which it started selling lands to private parties. In response to the resistance by the community, Castro said that the state decided to arbitrarily arrest several leaders. As a result of this oppression, five people were murdered.
You are listening to Real World News.